The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 314 with another special guest.
Hi, folks. I'm Shannon Heaton, and you're very welcome to this edition of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. I'm your guest host for the week, and I'll be featuring music and musicians from my show, Irish Music Stories. Irish Music Stories is the podcast about traditional music and the bigger stories behind it, like how a cocktail party can really take off when an accordion gets involved.
My parents thought it was so great that I could play waltzes. They would have get-togethers. People would come over for cocktail parties. And then I would come out as like a seven-year-old and play waltzes for them. And they would all be waltzing. And they're all immigrants from Ireland. And they're all, like, loving it. And I'm thinking, oh, so it's not only an individual pursuit. It's like there's a greater thing going on.
Irish Music Stories features the stories behind the music, like the tale you just heard from Chicago-based John Williams. For the next hour, I'll feature music from my show, like this set of reels from John, who's featured in the episode about Irish music sessions. That show is called Every Tuesday at 9.
À une cape pour danser, à rien fait pour danser, l'on lit, rien fait pour danser, l'on l'a. C'est pas votre bouteille qui l'on a, l'on lire. C'est pas votre bouteille qui m'amène ici, qui m'amène ici, l'on lit, qui m'amène ici, l'on l'a. Ma fille, qui l'on l'a l'ennire, je ne donnerai pas ma fille à un pauvre garçon, à un pauvre garçon l'ennire, à un pauvre garçon l'on l'a.
Thank you.
Accordion player John Williams kicked off that block with Darley's Reel, The Jug of Punch, and Garrett Berry's. He recorded that set for his lovely debut album, which he made back in 95. He was great even back then. Joining him was bouzouki player Owen O'Neill. Owen leads sessions all around County Clare, and he hosts a weekly show on Clare FM. He's a wonderful person and a stellar accompanist. And speaking of accompanists, or backers, Newfoundland native Keith Murphy is one of the best. Keith lives in Vermont and is featured in this month's Irish Music Stories all about backers. We heard his version of Nous Allons à une Fête from the stunning album Bound for Canaan. Then we heard one of my favorite jig sets of all time from banjo player Kevin Griffin's CD Traditional Music from Doolin, County Clare. Kevin was joined by Sharon Shannon on accordion, Jerry O'Byrne on guitar, and Owen O'Neill again on bouzouki. They played Seamus Connolly's jig in E, it's usually in D, and then Breed Harper's jig. The last set came from my own recording, The Blue Dress, which I made with harpist Maeve Gilchrist and Patty League on drums. We started with one of my compositions, it's a reel I call Aunt Jane's Trip to Norway, and then we went into a reel called It Goes as Follies. I learned that tune from John Williams, and we played that together in a session the week that I went to Chicago to interview him. Now, if you've never been to a session, or if you've been to lots, you might appreciate Boston producer Brian O'Donovan's vivid description of the great session.
Suddenly you're hit with a sense of warmth. There's something going on in there. There's a conviviality. There's a bonhomie. There's traditional music going on just around the corner to the right. Some people really know the music and the musicians. Many people are there for the first time and are kind of bemused that they're in this great situation where this music is being played acoustically in the corner. And so that is what really I see as the great session, is walking into something that suddenly makes you feel a part of it, even if you're not playing an instrument. It's enveloping. It doesn't require you to take any action whatsoever, just to enjoy the moment, absorb the tunes, and enjoy the company of other people.
I'm grateful for your company today, and I'll keep the music going with a song from Karen Casey. In my conversation with Karen, she talked about what Irish songs have meant to her. It's a beautiful interview from such a thoughtful musician. Here's Karen singing her version of A Fond Kiss.
A fond kiss, how then we sever? A farewell, alas, forever, deep in heart. Wrong tears, I'll pledge thee. Warring sighs and groans, I'll wage thee. Who's to say that fortune grieves him? While the star of hope she leaves. silence grows, I'll wait thee. She did cry, and the thoughts of the farmer so ran in her mind. A way for to have him she quickly did find. Deep is the lover's well, higher than heaven, darker than hell, of courtship and marriage the poets do tell. Sweet is the water from the lover. She turned from the squire, and all that she said was, maybe you should seek another instead. Coat, waistcoat, and breeches this young maid put on, and away she went hunting with her dog and her gun. Oft-time she fired, but nothing she killed, until this young farmer came into the field to talk with the farmer. It was her intent, with her dog and gun, then to meet him she went. Oh, I thought you'd have been at a wedding, she lied. No, said the farmer, I'm in love with the bride. Deep is the lover's well, higher than heaven, darker than hell, of courtship and marriage the poets do tell. Sweet is the water from the lover's well. The lady was pleased when she heard him so bold. She gave him a glove that was flowered with gold. He asked where she found it, and this she did tell, I found it beside the lover's well. So the lady went home with her heart full of love. She gave out a notice that she'd lost her glove. Whoever shall find it and bring it to me, whoever shall find it, my husband he'll be. And the farmer was pleased when he heard of the news, with the glove to the maiden, this farmer he goes. Deep is the lover's well, higher than heaven, darker than hell, of courtship and marriage the poets do tell. Sweet is the water from the lover's well. I'll grant you my love and I'll be your true bride. Now that I have you fast in my snare, I'll enjoy you forever, I vow and declare. Deep is the lover's well, higher than heaven, darker than hell, of courtship and marriage the poets do tell. Sweet is the water from the lover's well.
Thank you.
Casey started that segment with the big ballad A Fond Kiss from her album Ships in the Forest. Then you heard Boston area musicians John Gannon, Tina Leck, Kathleen Keneally, and Sean Cloese playing the Lucrecon's Jig and Hardiman's Fancy. That was from a live concert CD recorded at the Burren Pub in Somerville, Mass., featuring students and teachers from Boston and County Clare. The Golden Glove came from my own album, Lover's Well. I sang and played flute with Dan Gurney on accordion, Keith Murphy on piano, and my guitarist husband and longtime duo partner, Matt Heaton. And for all you guitar players, Matt was tuned in open G for that one, if you want to play along. In addition to making beautiful albums of Irish music, Matt also plays hilarious songs for kids. And all the production music on Irish Music Stories. We usually write and record this music late at night, after our son has gone to sleep. It's the right mood for creating contemplative underscore like this. And to finish, that was Seamus Connolly on fiddle with the great Charlie Lennon on piano. Two reels from his album called The Banks of the Shannon. It was a set of four old reels, I'm Waiting for You, The Magpie's Nest, The 13 Arches, and The Sailor's Cravat. It was an honor to chat with Seamus for the Irish Music Stories podcast. I spent a warm spring afternoon at Boston College with fiddle player and National Heritage Fellow Seamus Connolly. Connolly is a fiddle player with a penchant for preserving, collecting, and sharing Irish music.
I think it's important to remember the past, but we can't stay locked in the past either. We have to move forward, and particularly with traditional music, wherever it may be from, if it's kept locked up, it doesn't advance or it doesn't move on. It's a living tradition, and the younger people that are playing the music have to add to the music how they feel it should be interpreted and give us something new. And it keeps it vibrant, it keeps it alive. But at the same time, we shouldn't forget what the older people did too, what they put down. And when I'm gone and, you know, when the young people that are there now playing it, and they become older, they will hear something different as well, the new people. So again, it's very much a living tradition, and it should be that way.
Just a few generations ago, if your family or your neighbor didn't play Irish music, you weren't going to learn it. And now fiddle players in Tokyo can pull up YouTube videos of Sligo fiddle players on their mobile devices. Every day, people come to Irish music who didn't grow up with it. Still, most players end up as part of a community of musicians. Because the tradition is still about one person sharing a tune, and another person trying to grab that tune, and play it back, and play along, and tap into the rhythm and the pulse of the music. Now, whether you're playing the fiddle, singing ballads, or dancing Shannon steps, this practice of Irish traditional music connects people on a very basic level. Here's fiddle player Sean Cloese talking about the elemental experience of Irish music.
We have rhythm all around us in ways that we're not conscious of, whether it's, you know, breathing or heartbeat or blinking, you know, walking, seasons, everything. There's rhythm in everything. And I think that one of the things, Irish music, it's an easy way to connect in and to feel and perceive these rhythms. This practice is a way to awaken a lot of these things and experience things and touch things and see things in a way that we can't see with our eyes.
So here's Sean Cloese again on fiddle, with Sean McComiskey on accordion, Matt Mulqueen on piano, Josh Dukes on guitar, and Kieran Jordan on feet. It's from Kieran's CD, Cover the Buckle.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you. Captain, Captain, tell me true, does my sweet Willie sail with you? No, my dear, he isn't here, for he's drowned in this ocean, dear. Answer me, oh, give me joy, for I love my soldier boy. Oh, no, lady, he's not here, drop down dead in this gulf, my Captain, Captain, tell me true, does my sweet Willie sail with you? No, my dear, he isn't here, for he's drowned in this ocean, dear. Give me a chair to sit upon, and pen and ink, come, write it down. On every line I'll shed a tear, on every verse cry for my dear. Captain, Captain, tell me true, does my sweet Willie sail with you? Drowned in this ocean, dear. Captain, Captain, build me a boat. Out on these waters I must float, searching for my Willie dear, for he's drowned in this ocean here. Captain, Captain, tell me, my sweet Willie sail with you? No, my dear, he isn't here, for he's drowned in this ocean, dear.
Started off there with The Priest in His Boots from Kieran Jordan's album Cover the Buckle, a collection of Irish set dances for listening and dancing. Then we heard from the band Gearsha featuring a few students who came out of the Pearl River School of Irish Music. That was their version of the traditional song Captain, Captain from their album A Sweeter Place. After Gearsha, we heard Liz Carroll and Dahi Spruill from Liz's self-titled album. They played Dahi's Tune for Mirage and Anna Niwini. It's a beautiful composition from one of my Desert Island discs. And to finish that set, a kitchen recording with me and Matt Heaton on guitar and Dan Gurney on accordion. It's literally just a set of reels we recorded on an MP3 player one morning back in maybe 2008. And I open nearly every episode of Irish Music Stories with it. The Tap Room, The Mountain Road, and The Galway Ramblers, the full set. It's been a real treat to feature music from my shows. I hope you've enjoyed it. And I hope you'll tune into Irish Music Stories and get to know some of the amazing people that I've featured. They talk about coming together through music and dance. That's the inspiration for Irish Music Stories. And you don't have to play the fiddle or know dance steps to get it. And you certainly don't have to be Irish to get the trad music bug. There's just something about Irish music that seems to lure people in from all over the globe. Here's fiddle player and teacher Laurel Martin speaking about that quality of the music.
One of the things I just love about traditional Irish music, that it's music that has absorbed something from a culture that had real trials. And for periods of time, I think it was one of the few things that people in Ireland had to express themselves. And there are some moments when I'm listening to somebody that calls forth that old traditional sound, I feel as if the tune is almost like an expression from someone long ago who's reaching out through the tune and saying, you wouldn't believe what sadness I'm experiencing. You wouldn't believe what joy I'm experiencing. I'm reaching out to you to say that, you know, this is something we have in common, you and I. And there's something really compelling and inexplicable about it. I was thinking about this quote. It's from Victor Hugo about the definition of music.
Ce qu'on ne peut dire et ce qu'on ne peut taire, la musique l'exprime.
What cannot be said and what demands to be heard, music expresses. So here's to expression. Here's to tunes that hold memories, mystery, and meaning. And here's to Mark's long-running show. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast will be 12 years old on July 28th. A tween! Well done, Mark. And thank you so much for inviting me to guest host. To finish off, here are kids from Boston and County Clare playing and dancing jigs together at the Burren Pub in Somerville, Mass., followed by a track by the owners of the Burren, Tommy McCarthy and Louise Costello, playing My Love Is in America with the big musical McCarthy family. The next time you're in Boston, stop by the Burren. Say hi. I might be there playing a session, or taking in a show, or having a tasty beverage while I collect more Irish music stories.
I want to send out a big thanks to Shannon Heaton. Thank you so much for hosting this episode of the podcast. Go to irishmusicstories.com to check out her fantastic podcast. And the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. To subscribe, go to iTunes or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at celticmusicpodcast.com.